supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, how does this intervention work?
It's an 8-part series for family caregivers of people with Alzheimer's. Now, it instructs on coping strategies, on self-care, and all of their interventions are geared not just for the short run, but for the long one.
Now, Dan, what are some of the big issues that people deal with when they are caring for a loved one who has dementia?
Oh, boy. First of all, it's exhaustion. And it's fear. Because whatever stage they're in, you know that it's going to be worse. And then worse. And then worse. And then you lose somebody you love. So there's the fear. I think what the real killer, what really foments depression and anxiety, is the incessant guilt. Am I doing enough? Should I be doing more? Caregivers are at very high risk for depression. It's estimated that 40 to 50% of caregivers of people with Alzheimer's and dementias become depressed or develop anxiety disorders. That's a really high number, and it has to be addressed.
When researchers evaluated how this intervention affected people, what did they find?
This is amazing. 6 years after receiving the therapy, the caregivers who were in the program had significantly fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety. 6 years. I don't ever remember reading a research study that showed any intervention with efficacy going out 6 years. That is amazing to me.
If we are close to somebody or have a friend who is caring for a family member with dementia, what can we do for that caregiver to make their lives better, to make sure they are taking care of themselves?
First, be with them. Talk to them about what's going on inside and how you can help. Second, and this is a big one, offer respite. Say to your friend, the caregiver, why don't you take the afternoon off? Do whatever you want to do. And I'll stay here for the afternoon and take care of things. That's a tremendous asset. Caregivers need respite. And of course, support them however they can. And you can ask them for guidance too. And if they push you away, ask them again for guidance. Reinforce the fact that they are as important as anyone else in this formula.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.